The so-called Islamic State claimed responsibility for Monday's bombing in Manchester, England. But there's another story this week that involves ISIS from the other side of the world, a big battle in the Philippines between the army and militants who claim allegiance to ISIS. The government in Manila has proclaimed a state of emergency in the southern island of Mindanao. Here's presidential spokesperson Ernesto Abella.
The president has called me and asked me to announce that as of 10 p.m. Manila time, he has already declared martial law for the entire island of Mindanao. This is possible on the grounds of existence of rebellion because of what is happening in Mindanao.
The government in Manila is threatening to declare martial law throughout the entire country. Thousands of civilians are fleeing the fighting in Mindanao. The World's Patrick Nguyen is following events from Bangkok. So what exactly is going on here, Patrick?
There's a mid-sized city, about 200,000 people, called Marawi in the southern Philippines. And this is not your typical Philippine city. A typical Philippine city would be Catholic, but this is a Muslim-majority city. And it's under siege by a group that claims to be representing the interests of the Islamic State. They have torched schools. They've torched parts of a college. They are waving the black banner associated with ISIS over some key government buildings.
I mean, there are various flare-ups over the years in parts of the Philippines. How serious is this rebellion?
It's fairly serious in that this is the most intense strike from an ISIS-affiliated group in the Philippines. If you want to talk about death toll, actually the explosion in Manchester is higher at 20 people or so. This has so far only killed 3 people, but it's very likely to kill many more people before the siege has ended.
Is it clear these are homegrown rebels, or is there any evidence that anyone has come and joined them from the Islamic State's home base in Syria and Iraq?
Yeah, I'm glad to be able to clarify that. There's absolutely no evidence that anyone has come from Syria all the way to the Philippines to advise these guys face to face. These guys have been around. They are local rebels. They could be seen as like pirates and bandits that claim, you know, Islamic credentials. They once were affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Now they're flying the banner of ISIS. They use these international fearsome terrorist organizations to seem more intimidating than they actually are.
Well, I mean, ISIS is pretty intimidating. How sincerely committed are these rebels in the Philippines to the Islamic State?
The leader of this group that's sieging the city has formally sworn fealty to ISIS, and he's actually uploaded video of him doing so on the internet.
Magbaya kami,
si Khalifa,
Abu Bakar, al-Baghdadi, Ibrahim.
So Patrick, what's going on here? Who's speaking?
The guy that's speaking is Isnalan Hapilon. He also has an Arabic name, Abu Abdullah al-Filippini. He has a $5 million price on his head from the U.S., and I think the Philippine military wants him even more badly. He once was with an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group. Now he's with an ISIS-affiliated group. He's been around, and the groups that he's been with have shown a high propensity for very serious violence. I'm talking about beheadings, kidnappings, really nasty extortion rings. However, as far as their Islamic scholarship, it's not so clear that they have deep scholarship.
So President Rodrigo Duterte is from Mindanao. He's famous for his ruthless prosecution of the war on drugs there, but this is also his home territory. What kind of concerns are you hearing about how Duterte might handle a war with this Islamic State offshoot?
Duterte has come out and said that he will have martial law over the entire island of Mindanao and possibly the entire country of the Philippines. He said he will solve all that ails the island, and he's implying that military force is the solution.
Most of you were witnesses many years ago when President Marcos declared martial law. But I will assure you, I am not willing to allow abuses.
What do you think that means?
I don't think that Duterte can claim that he will make sure there are no abuses. His whole government is defined by abuse. When people say Duterte, they think of this really nasty drug war that has killed upwards of 6,000 people. But I have to say, in the Philippines, this message of, you know, tough authoritarian, I'm going to get in and do the dirty work no matter what it takes, plays pretty well. So there will be a lot of Filipinos who think, yeah, okay, this is what you got to do.
I mean, in 2014, we saw ISIS rise rapidly in Iraq and Syria. Now they're enemy number one around the globe. Even with Duterte's take-no-prisoners attitude, What's to prevent a similar rise in the Philippines?
I just don't think that the armed group that's sieging the city, Marawi, has it in them to hold an entire city. You know, it's one thing to be sitting in the middle of the jungle, some island that the Philippine military barely ever goes to and say, I've claimed this as a caliphate, but it's another thing to hold and operate a city. I mean, as far as I know, they only have about 100 to 200 guys. The Philippine military, they're going to cause a lot of damage, but the Philippine military is going to go in and rout them. Probably what they're going to do is go back to the jungle where they're going to plan their next bombing, either in Mindanao or in a city like Manila.
The world's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok. Thanks a lot. We'll leave it there.
Thanks a lot, Marco.